This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we got big developments on the January 6th committee that I want to explain to everybody. Is a lot bigger than just trying to put Alex Jones and Donald Trump and Ali Alexander and Roger Stone and General Flynn in jail, Mark Meadows. It's about branding us as terrorists and launching a bunch of big terror attacks in the next 9 months, 10 months, to bring us into full martial law. We'll talk about that at the bottom of the hour. There's been some new developments. Ali Alexander is going to pop in. And I got two files here. So much. I've got to go back over during the breaks because I need to research it again. There's so much. About Liz Cheney funding an insurrection at the Capitol previously as a dry run before January 6th. This is not getting any attention. We're going to be breaking that coming up with Ali Alexander. And then Greg Reese, I'm going to air his powerful report in the last segment. So we'll have Mike Adams on for four segments, not five. The last segment of the last hour, because it really needs to get seen. And I rarely even tell Greg Reese what I want. He's just really smart and on to everything and doing stuff. But I said, hey, I saw your earlier report that covered part of this. Why don't you cover it all? So I just talked to him about like 2 minutes, and he said, oh, I totally got it. And he just knocked it out of the park with this new report about the 100-year conspiracy to bring down the republic so the rest of the world collapses. Because as bad as America is, you now see the rest of the world's locked down and even worse tyranny. We are the new Atlantis. The video's on Infowars.com. It's on Band Video. Exclusive report. 100 years of conspiracy to destroy American freedom. If you want to beat the New World Order, it needs 50 million views. It's going to get a million views. People are like, oh, a million views on your own platform. Great. I don't care about me getting views. I care about stopping them. And only you can stop them. You have the power, not me. You, the audience, are activists. You are the people in the arena. Here's some of Tucker Carlson exposing the pedo rings and more.
Strange going on at CNN right now. In just the past week or two, two separate CNN producers have been accused of child molestation. One of them was a man called John Griffin. He was just indicted by a federal grand jury for attempting to, quote, induce minors to engage in unlawful sexual activity. We're not going to get into details. They're horrifying. He's been fired. Griffin used to work for Chris Cuomo. He bragged about working shoulder to shoulder with him. We'll leave it there. Then just days after that story, Project Veritas exposed another creep at CNN. They published graphic text messages and a video of a CNN producer, apparently CNN producer, fantasizing about molesting a child. Project Veritas said the producer also allegedly sought explicit photographs of that child. So we called over to CNN to ask, is this one of your employees? We have the name. We're not going to air it because none of this has gone to trial. But does he still work there? They didn't get back to us. But this seems like a real story. So to put it into context, as of today, there are more accused pedophiles at CNN than Americans who have died of the so-called Omicron variant that's supposed to be so deadly. Now, that seems like news to us. You'd think CNN would be covering it. Like, what the hell? How many companies can say that? But that's not what they're covering. If you were watching the Unix show over the weekend, you learn that it's actually Fox News that suffered a week of, quote, embarrassing headlines. Paging Dr. Freud. We point up lots of examples of transference. That's when you take the things, the sins you've committed, and accuse others of them. Nothing better than this example. Ever. So if you're a normal person flying commercial, you don't go 10 seconds without a mask before you're scolded by a flight attendant. By the way, that says the bark advertisement for credit cards over the PA system. When did that start happening? You're like a captive in some kind of credit card ad? What? Happens. But none of this applies to you if you're Maxine Waters, because you make the rules, you don't obey them. You can be a super spreader all you want. Maxine Waters just spotted maskless on a United flight from Dulles to L.A., where she lives, in a rich, very pale neighborhood. According to the Daily Wire, which got the picture, flight attendants only asked Waters to put on her mask after they were alerted by a tipster, so she could go barefaced for a full hour and even took a maskless nap. Boy, if there's a definition of luxury in commercial air travel, a maskless nap is it. Can you imagine being allowed to breathe while you nap on a plane? You notice that Maxine Waters was not physically dragged off the plane, charged with a federal felony, permanently banned from flying.
All right, folks, we're going to go to break. We'll be back. The big news is 60 seconds out.
Not just across the United States, but across the world. You see it on the sides of barns and on bumper stickers on cars and written on the side of bathroom walls. Alex Jones was right. That's become a maxim of people to communicate to others that they see through the fraud of the New World Order, that they're saying no to Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, and the Great Reset. And so now InfoWars credibility is stronger than it's ever been. And the globalists are now coming to try to shut us down after all their other attacks, and we can't let them do that. So you've invested in InfoWars over the years. I'm asking you to redouble those efforts now at this critical juncture, or everything you've done in the past is for nothing. You have invested in justice and the truth and hardcore populists. You have done incredible things. And I'm telling you now, going into 2022, InfoWars has major underages to run our operation, and we need more funds in. So it's a 360 win. Get great products that are great for you and your family, your immune system, and so much more. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Here we are in the twilight of 2021, December 22nd on this Wednesday edition. Winter solstice is over. The darkest day of the year has passed as we dive into the next 365-day orbit around our sun. What an amazing universe we live in. And as soon as we realize that the Maxine Waters and the Bill Clintons and the Hillary Clintons and the George Soroses are not in charge, that we're in charge, the better. So I got into Elon Musk some at the end of the last hour. And the fact that, again, I was told by a lot of prominent people, including people very close to Elon Musk, I mean, it's hard to get any closer, that, no, he's awake and he knows what's going on. He wants a pro-human future. He doesn't want to exterminate the population. He wants people to have more children. He wants space colonies, but he wants us to have the right to be cyborgs if we want to, but we're not going to make anybody. Which I don't particularly even like him saying that, but it's true. If you're into freedom, you can do that. And then now, I told you, 6 months ago, I said, reportedly, Musk is going to come out and do all this stuff against the AI, the takeover, the forced injections, the destruction of the family, the depopulation agenda. And now he's come out against all of it. And it's getting more intense than last month. It's like every day. I'm not the only one that's taking notice of it. Everybody has. So this is a big day. And he did a interview with the Babylon Bee, who are great folks. They've really defended me being under attack quite a bit. They had an article they retweeted yesterday making the joke that I should be the new CDC director because I've been more accurate than Fauci, which is true. But they had Elon Musk on, and this morning, just part of the clip was 45 minutes. It was 45 minutes I didn't have. I had a lot of work to do, but I did watch and listen to almost all of it. And really, I considered coming in here today and just playing the whole thing. I could have filled 3-4 hours with play a clip, make a comment. I mean, it's hard to find fault with what he said, any of it. Does that mean I'm endorsing Elon Musk? No. In fact, I've got friends and family text messaging me 3 times already. Hey, here you are with one of your videos criticizing Elon Musk 6 months ago with Greg Reese. Well, we don't run a cult here. We're not like CNN that says, here's our view, white people are bad, go out and report it. Or here's our view, free speech is bad, go out and report it. Here's our view, pedophilia is good, go out and report it. I hire people that I think are smart and are intelligent and are informative and do their research, and then I basically let them do whatever they want. Then if we're having problems, which doesn't happen very often, then I come and say something. But Elon, you know, deserves to be roasted here. Elon deserves people to investigate him. He's the richest man in the world. And we need to know about that. So Greg Reese is reported that he has some pertinent things in it. But when I see somebody doing good things, I'm going to talk about it. Because Greg's probably where I was 5-10 years ago, where I didn't trust anybody in the establishment. That's probably smart. But see, we've reached a point where people realize this is real depopulation. This is real world government. This is the end of open free societies. This is a frickin' nightmare. And rich people that are smart enough to say, I'm not going to be very secure in a world where there's no checks and balances, they might start rethinking what they've signed on to. You know, Saul of Tarsus was a guy that went around, a Pharisee of the Sanhedrin, of the Jewish high court, who went around persecuting followers of Christ and killing them. And God hit him with a download and knocked him off his horse, and he wasn't the same, was he? Now, I'm not even saying Elon Musk was as bad as Saul of Tarsus. But we have to understand that God works in mysterious ways. And he rises up leaders and he takes down leaders. And sometimes people have the anointing, sometimes they don't. And that's just the way this works. So I'm not endorsing Elon Musk. I'm not saying, oh my gosh, I was just told this was all going to happen a year ago, actually, about 14 months ago. And then again, 6 months ago. Like, hey, are you watching him? Are you seeing? See, he's going to do this. And then there it is. And so it's a very exciting thing. Will he be the next Tucker Carlson, the next Joe Rogan, or will he take it even higher than that? Because he tried to come out against the globalists 4 years ago, and they almost destroyed his company. So then he kind of pulled back in, and now he's back even more hardcore. So you judge a tree by its fruits. You judge a restaurant by how good the food is. You judge a band by the music they play, not what they look like. And so all I'm saying is we're on the edge of something big. And the fact that Elon Musk is anti-globalist at this point, even if it's all led on by him, what does that signify? The globalists are weak. People are questioning whether we're going to take this plunge into permanent lockdown and mass extermination. I mean, let's hope that people can defect from the system and join us and win. Let's not think we're losers and can't do that together. So let's play clip 4 and 5. This is Elon Musk says the woke mind virus is arguably one of the biggest threats to modern civilization. I totally agree with that. Elon Musk says he's not perverted enough, a.k.a. a pedophile, to go on CNN. Here it is.
And I was wondering if you could decipher this tweet of yours for me, because I'm not a programmer. You wrote trace route woke underscore mind underscore virus. What does that mean?
Okay, so traceroute is a networking command to, so if you want to figure out a path to a particular server or domain, you'd say traceroute, or in Windows, traceRT. That would show you the path to a particular source server, either an IP address or domain name. And it would show you basically all the hops that it goes through, and the latency between each hop. And so
I know some of those words.
Yeah. So traceroute would be like, where did it come from?
Yeah.
Where did the virus come from? What is its origin?
So did this work? Did this command work? Yeah, or no? Did you find
you
figure
read the
it
comments.
Out?
Read the comments and see good. And see.
Anyway.
It is a prevalent mind virus and arguably one of the biggest threats to modern civilization. I'm not like, you know,
I know
I'm exactly hold a gun to your head for this podcast. Okay?
I'm trying to get him right now. Sorry,
you could be on CNN right now.
Yeah.
You know?
John Levin's
a real news organization.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just throwing it out there. Yeah. I don't know.
No, unfortunately, I just, you know, haven't, you know, I guess, you know, what was it you said? The requirement for being a CNN job at CNN is.
Are you a pervert?
I'm not perverted enough.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know.
Are you a pedophile fan?
So he goes on to attack the power structure and say they're corrupt and say it's collapsing and say basically they're dead already. Those are some of the quotes. But the reason this is important is, again, it shows what the people want. Success, prosperity, pro-human, a connection to God, being nice people. And Elon Musk gets that, so it's very exciting. The full interview is posted, an article about it, on InfoWars.com. But let's play another clip. Here's Steve Bannon coming out and talking about transhumanism and how everything is transhumanism. And if you want to understand what you're up against, this is a transhumanist revolution. Then I've got that head of Bayer admitting that when we come back. and a great patriot in San Antonio who just blew it out of the water a few days ago, and the clip has now since gone viral. But here is Steve Bannon talking about the key of understanding transhumanism.
Let's take Alex Jones for a second. You know, Alex Jones, people say this, that, the other thing. I just take one topic. If you go back and look at what Alex Jones has said about transhumanism, Alex Jones has been ahead of the curve of this thing for what? For 10 years?
Easily.
Alex Jones was talking about the topics we talk about tonight 10 years ago, which, when the history of this age is written, people are going to focus, I think, on that, right? And see who the first guys to call it out. And one of it was Alex Jones, and Alex Jones is banned everywhere.
Yep.
Maybe for other activities. My point is that some of his stuff has been absolutely groundbreaking, okay? For all the madness they say Alex Jones has, you go back and look at the signal, not the noise. The signal has been very strong on some of the most important issues facing our world today.
It's amazing to hear Steve Bannon and Elon Musk put it better than I can. But that's why it's a human collective. We all have different talents. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Might remember Bayer got caught in the 2000s for 30 years knowingly adding HIV and hepatitis. They knew it was in there to their factor VIII that killed millions of people from hepatitis and HIV. And when it came out in their internal corporate documents, they recorded this in Australia and in France because they had the head of the Australian Bayer and the head of the French Bayer talking. And they said, yeah, we've already infected a couple million, but so what? We need to get rid of hemophiliacs anyways. Wow, what a sick, filthy, rich person attitude. But when you look at what's been in control of the medical system the last 150 years, that's why we're here. That's why the Nazi Party wasn't the fount of this, wasn't the progenitor. They weren't the founders. But they took it really far because under the medical system, it was their right to do whatever they wanted to you because they were the medical gods. They were on the power trip. Everyone kissed their ass. Everyone said they knew the secrets of the body. Everyone bowed down to them. So then they look at the body politic and they look at the whole world. And they say, we got to save the earth from the infestation of humans. We've got to cull them. And, you know, there is a paradox here. If you're aware of all this and you know what's going on, you decide to be lazy and not stand up against it. Don't you, in a way, deserve to die yourself? But see, the children don't deserve to be injected. They don't deserve to die. They haven't come of age yet. 13, 14, 15, I'd say, is coming of age. But they arrest development, so now it's more like 16 or 17. But the old days in the United States, under common law and under European common law and under Jewish common law, 13 was an adult. You had to work as a child. You had to go out and do adult things. 13's an adult. I agree with that. I was an adult about 11. Didn't mean I acted like an adult, but I mean I behaved like an adult. I developed very, very early. But the point is that this is a major attack. And here he is admitting, oh, this COVID thing's been great. This let us have a revolution of mRNA to just force everyone to accept gene therapy. And they say it in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of speeches. The biggest is 2019, three-hour-long C-SPAN event with Fauci and others. And they're up there bragging, we're going to release a virus out of China. We're going to blow up the old system. We're going to force it. Everybody's just going to accept it. We'll be able to instantly get approved whatever we want on them. And the first thing they roll out is something that gives you blood clots and all these serious problems. Here's the CEO of Bayer, one of the most satanic companies on earth, literally ran the Nazi medical system, telling you that you're now his slave.
Ultimately, the mRNA vaccines are an example for that cell and gene therapy. I always like to say, if we had surveyed 2 years ago in the public, would you be willing to take gene or cell therapy and inject it into your body, we would have probably had a 95% refusal rate. I think this pandemic has also opened many people's eyes to innovation in a way that was maybe not possible before.
And so he's the president of one of Bayer's divisions. So let's continue here. Let's go to a clip of a father, a man, Hernando Arce, speaking in San Antonio about the ongoing year two of the mask and the tyranny. Here it is.
So you're breaking federal law. Did you know that?
Yes.
Probably not, right?
Yes.
Alex Jones was right. Alex Jones was right. Board members, and first I want to, it's my first time in this building, it's a beautiful building.
Right.
I don't want to know what to pay for this tax dollar wise. You know, we got so much to be thankful for. For the record, my name is Hernando Arce with an H. I'm a resident here of San Antonio. I don't have children. I don't have grandchildren, but I'm here to, in terms of seeing what's happening, and I want to speak up. So thank you for the privilege of talking. So getting back to this, we've been blessed with so many things. Look at this beautiful building. And, you know, we live in San Antonio, Texas, one of the greatest states in the country. And I don't understand why you guys don't want to get back to normal. You know, you think wearing the mask is going to work? It's not. We're not the virus. The virus is Anthony Fauci.
Yes, sir.
You get your guidelines from. But when was the last time Fauci treated a patient? 50 years ago, maybe? So, of course, they're paid off by Big Pharma. So, we'd like to get back to normal. You're making it difficult for us to get back to normal. You know, the hospitals are not overrun with deaths. You know that for our patients, and you would know that because you would put on the news. The media, which is paid for by Big Pharma. The media is the virus. Big Pharma is the virus.
Yeah.
So, for the record, it is against federal law. Federal law, 21 U.S. Code 360BB3. Let me repeat that. Federal statutory law, 21 U.S. Code 360BB3 states we have to have informed consent and an option to refuse any emergency use device, including a mask. Mm-hmm. So you're breaking federal law. Did you know that?
Yes.
Probably not, right?
Yes.
So, Alex Jones was right. Peter McCullough was right. You know who Peter McCullough is? He's a Dallas doctor. He's one of the most respected doctors in the world when it comes to this type of viruses. He was right. Vladimir Zelensky out of New York State, a Hasidic Jew, came up with therapies. That's what gets me. We're here over a virus that has a 99.997% survival rate for children. Can I repeat that? 99.997% survival rate for children. But you continue to make these poor kids wear a mask. To me, that's child abuse.
Amen. Yeah.
Show me one randomized controlled trial showing any absolute risk reduction in the effectiveness of a mask. There is none. These are all theories that these professional doctors that are paid off by who?
Pharma.
Is paying for their trials. So they're all in bed together, guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
So we gotta really wake the hell up. All right. So we can have the AT&T stadium full with basketball players and fans, but you make these kids wear a mask. Don't you see the respect there for the kids? Thank you.
Hernando Arce, knocking out of the park. He should be the next mayor of San Antonio, and after that he should be the governor. We need the people. But you've got the stupid city council members, the school board members, in their little mask and their little elf hats. Oh, it's all cute. It's a permanent emergency. They're the good guys. They're going to take your rights away. And then now we learn it's roundups. It's secret arrest. It's forced injections all the world. It's a UN takeover. It's pure evil, and we've got to reject it now. All right, I told you I would cover the main threat, and I'm going to cover it when we come back. And this is so big that it actually makes me angry, because I cover so much hardcore stuff that when you're already covering really serious stuff, people can kind of get lost in translation when you're hitting the really key stuff. Do you understand the Biden-controlled CIA is publicly announcing that we're in a civil war? The CIA says we're in a civil war. They're purging the military, and they're saying they're going to put us in camps. And they say terror attacks are coming, that we're going to launch them. Yeah, print me that article. So many of them. Hundreds of them. There's thousands of them. My God, they're everywhere. Literally thousands. I said 100. I'm like, wait, it's way more than 100. They are branding everything for what they're about to do. They're scripting it all, where they stage the terror attacks. It's coming in the next 321 days. Get ready.
Since the end of World War II, the globalists have been building their private corporate world government, whose end game, once they get control, is forced depopulation of the planet. That's why, as we begin to leave the year 2021 and go into 2022, I am encouraging all of you out there watching and listening to count the cost and to realize how much danger you and your family are in. The globalists are coming after everybody. They are setting up a dystopic, planetary, authoritarian technocracy, a dictatorship of the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Your investment in us over the years, buying our products, spreading the word, and praying for us has been incredible. But I'm telling you right now, we're about to lose not just InfoWars, but the entire country and the world to tyranny. So now, everything you've done in the past needs to be redoubled today. At InfoWarsStore.com is one of the most important places you can go to buy great products and fund the tip of the spear. I will go down with the ship. I'm not going to back down. I'm getting even more hardcore in their face. But I can't stay in the fight at 100% unless you support us. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I always knew in my gut, in my spirit, that my mission was to lay the groundwork and the foundation for the real resistance. And in 28 years of living that understanding, that vision, I have seen God at work, and I have seen you at work, and God at work through you. And I, again, thank you all for the amazing things you've done. So let's hit this news right now. I've been harping on this since January 26th, when Biden started having press conferences with Jen Psaki. And they said in those press conferences, we're going to use the Pentagon and the CIA against the American people. The American people are terrorists, and anybody supporting Trump or questioning the election is a criminal that we want to degrade and disrupt. And those are military terms for shutting you down, sanctions against you, and killing you. And then in June, 4 or 5 months later, they come out with a national strategy for countering domestic terrorism. You can go read it for yourself, and it says questioning elections, questioning lockdowns, questioning open borders is terrorism, and you will be hit by the U.S. military. I mean, just treason, their own admissions, their own confession right here. And people, I guess, didn't listen to me when I covered this probably 500 times. I've covered it two or three times a day since then. Maybe you didn't go read it and see that I wasn't making that up, but it's in there. Well, now you don't have to read it in there. You can see them externalizing it as they get ready to go operational. You know, they'll have war plans to attack some country or war plans to do this or that, but that's all internal. But once they get ready to hit the country or hit the group, then you see it on the news, they're getting you ready for it. Well, now they're getting this all ready for that, aren't they? It's so cute. So it's in thousands of publications, thousands. Three retired generals, the military must prepare now for 2024 insurrection by putting troops on the streets and going after domestic groups. U.S. listed as backsliding democracy for the first time in a report by European think tank. Oh, we're not a democracy. You question dictatorship. Retired generals warn of legal chaos in U.S. military after 2024 vote. They're really talking about the midterms. America is closer to civil war than any of us would like to believe, CIA advisor says. And it goes on from there. How close is the U.S. to civil war? Closer than you think. Study says, oh, it's a study. And who's the study? The CIA. Finally talking about its new target illegally. And we're going to Ali Alexander here in a moment. The American people. That's the scandal. That's the martial law. That's the outrage. Like forced inoculations. Like vaccine passports. Like carbon taxes. Like social credit scores. It's all here. It's all UN run. It's happening. And right at the moment as the UN coup, Great Reset, Build Back Better takes place, they level their finger at us and say, here it is. All over the news, CIA researcher, how civil war starts, shows we're closer than one would think. Why we're, and there's three phases, we're entering the third phase, and we've got to use the military against the conservatives and the Christians. Exactly. Oh, the CIA has a task force. Oh, that's got, the news is all messaging about their new war. It's not the failed Afghan or Iraq war, Russia or China. It's not the South China Sea. It's us. Oh, they've got a CIA task force, and look, a woman runs it. Oh, look, like, here's the women we're facing. Oh, they're all ready for battle. Some are actually men saying that they're women. Look, they're ready to prove themselves finally against the patriarchy. They're ready for their war. And here's the CIA tweeting that they've got a task force. Alex Jones and Ali Alexander and Donald Trump tried to do a coup, which they actually provocateur. Oh, we're going to stop them. How civil war starts. The answer is round up and arrest everybody before it begins, when they're the ones launching the martial law and all of it. You see, San Diego political scientist warns of a second civil war after Capitol riot. They've got to lock everybody down now. Ali Alexander was on yesterday for 2 hours, went viral, all over the news, CNN, Fox News, everywhere. He wanted to respond to some of the attacks, but he's a really smart political scientist in his own right, and political strategist, Republican strategist. Clearly, we talked about it yesterday, but now it's out in the open. They don't intend for us to have a midterm in 321 days. They know the political realignment already happened. They know they already lost. They want to start a civil war and blame it on us. How the hell do we stop this? And we'll do next segment on the lies about you and I and others and the Jan 6 committee, which I get, folks, is ancient history. We didn't, you know, move on. No, no, no. This is the branding as all their opposition as domestic terrorists in the actual Jan 6 committee. Ali Alexander, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Alex.
What do you want to tackle first? I want to get into this. I mean, this is a big deal.
It's unbelievable the media freak out. You and I show up together, surprise, in studio, and then boom, the Daily Beast calls me. Boom, Yahoo calls me. There's clips of us fist bumping all over the internet, and they're saying, you know, this is collusion. They're coordinating their testimony. It's like, Alex and I did everything in the public. That's all we did. We did everything in the public, and they're like, Ollie Alexander and Alex Jones say that Trump will be subpoenaed. If anything, we just gave the guy a heads up. And
we can't let Americans talk. You see these dirty Americans talking? Free association? Get back in lockdown.
Yeah. You know, but it's really sad, Alex, right? Is not only are these media institutions that just, you know, work for corporate America suppressing our First Amendment, but here you and I are, and we filed lawsuits to protect the Fourth Amendment. Like, imagine if Kevin McCarthy has a select committee investigating Black Lives Matter. If mine and yours lawsuits are successful, then we will have protected the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Fourth Amendment, away from a Republican fishing expedition into the riotous, arsonist Black Lives Matter. So, you know, really, CNN just had us, you know, blaring headline, breaking news, and has your shot and my shot and General Flynn all in this, you know, oh, these people are colluding to block phone records. What are the phone records hiding? So, you know, today you and I are breaking news on CNN just an hour ago. And I'm just like, give it up, people. We don't have any records that would prove that we worked with Nancy Pelosi to compromise the Capitol security. Sorry.
That's right. That was Pelosi did that. Well, the thing is, the committee isn't constituted right. It doesn't have the five Republicans it's supposed to have under law. It's a fraud.
It's a total fraud. And you know, you had a hit piece against lawyer John Eastman, who is one of the principal constitutional scholars in the country. And you could disagree with him or agree with him on what you believe Mike Pence's powers were on January 6th. I happen to agree with him, but there's great conservatives who disagree with him. But rawstory.com, which is just this liberal trash rag that's not even up there with Salon, and Salon's not even up there with, you know, the trash can. But they ran a piece saying the judges plan on throwing out the Eastman suit. And this is bad news for Alex Jones and Ollie Alexander and General Flynn and lawyer Cleter Mitchell and all these other people who are suing, again, to protect the Fourth Amendment, to protect the Fourth Amendment. Either congressional subpoenas or general warrants, which America has never had, or you have to limit it to the scope of the relevant authorizing resolution, which is...
That's right. This is a massive out-of-control power grab, and that's why we're standing up. Not to hide something, but to protect our rights, to say, no, you don't have a right to do this to me.
You don't. Well, you not only don't have a right to do it to me, you don't only have not a right to do it to Alex Jones, but they want information on anyone who's called us, anyone who's text messaged us. And just like the NSA, I mean, imagine giving Nancy Pelosi NSA powers. She's just going to pull a string and pull a string and pull a string. And this is against the Constitution. We had a Supreme Court case, NAACP versus Alabama, that said it is unlawful for the government to seek political...
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airline. airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Medical tyrants, or you're with the people. You're either with us, or you're with the terrorists. Ollie Alexander is with us in this segment, and hopefully in the next. And Mike Adams joins us with huge, huge breaking news on so many fronts. But Ollie, you went, unlike other people, and said nothing to hide. You went and gave him 8 hours of testimony, and you said it was, yesterday you broke it all down, I won't repeat it, but it was all disingenuous, it was attacks, it was ridiculous, it was Star Chamber. And then now, seeing this huge flotilla of lawsuits back against them to defend our rights and our freedoms, where do you expect this to go? Because clearly now, January 6th is everything to the establishment. They're going to frame all opposition as terrorists. All opposition as needing to be targeted, and they're saying the CIA, controlled by Biden, says we're in a civil war. Why would the military and the CIA leadership think they could win a war against the American people by branding us as the bad guys and starting a fight? Well, because their bosses wanted to bring down the country. It's a war they're going to lose. But in the collapse of the U.S., the Chi-Coms, the EU, the globalists win. The British rulers that are pissed 250 years later that we left. They've always wanted to bring down America, and that's where we're at. So how do we, in my view, A, do you agree with what I just said, and B, how do we stop this? You know, the War Games movie back in 1983 had a great point. The computer did. It's a strange game. The only way to win is not to play. Do you agree with those statements, A, and B, how do we not play?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, and I think that's what a lot of people are missing. This is why I said, you know, we don't need to become reactionaries or neo-reactionaries. We need to be responsive. And I think that that was kind of, I talked about it on your show, that's what Jesus Christ and his followers brought to Western civilization. You know, Western civilization prior to Jesus Christ and Christendom is essentially this wild concoction that sometimes works, but most of the time doesn't. And what Christendom does is it tames Western civilization, and then it tames the barbarians of Europe. And so it was this magic potion that says, you know, there's this concept called Christian liberty, where you can have a sovereign, but each man has rights, each woman has rights, and the sovereign owes it to God to take care of the people. In much the same way, America was founded on the duty that the government has an obligation to the people and is constituted by the people. So we can't afford a civil war. We can't afford to become domestic terrorists. We can't afford to engage in this physical violence or this Satanism that will collapse the country. And you've just nailed it. They don't want to win. They want a total collapse of free society and Christian Western civilization.
Let me interrupt, but you're so on target. You're on fire right now. We're going to put the clip of this up front. We put this video out, not just a live show. It's so obvious, the Cloward and Piven, the fentanyl, the devaluing, the attacking the nation. We need to defend the nation and hold it up, including blue cities, and try to reach out to Democrats lovingly. And even if they're going to reject it, we need to be Christ-like and try to do that. How do we do that?
Yeah, I think that we do it by we tell the truth. There is a massive wave of deplatforming coming. We ain't seen nothing yet. They took me off. They took General Flynn off. They took you off a whole year or two, you know, prior to taking us off. I've been totally so deplatformed that I've not raised any money for my legal defense fund. I've not, you know, gone out there and done rallies. And everyone's like, why? And that's why I was like, okay, when I come back, I'm coming back on Infowars.com, which is why I think the media is freaking out. They're like, these guys aren't supposed to associate with one another. They bring together patriots and believers. And that's the only two groups, frankly, that you need to win. So what we need to do is we need to share these clips ahead of the deplatforming. Be very prophetic in your words. Tell people there is a purge coming from within the military. There's a purge coming within Fortune 500 companies. There's a purge coming where one day you're not going to be able to type into your Safari Apple-based browser, Infowars.com. And so we got to spread all that information right now, because when your friends watch the collapse, right, and there's bread lines, and there's food shortages, and, you know, the currency's all whack, and then they introduce to us a worldwide currency, they're going to say, who was my friend who was ahead of the curve? And it's going to be patriots, and it's going to be believers. And how did we know this? Well, because, you know, John outed their plan in the book of Revelation. You know, so John, you know, through revelation of God, outed their plan, and guess what? These freaks are following that plan. So we know that it's not just like a vision, a random vision from a Jewish man or a Christian man. They're following that exact playbook. And this is why COVID and January 6th are linked. And this is why I said it on your show exclusively yesterday. Look it up, folks. Don't believe me. You won't even hear it at Fox News. House Resolution 503 gives the Jan 6th Select Committee powers to govern over COVID, what they call misinformation. Folks, we're about to be deplatformed like never before in the next 3 months.
I agree, because we're 321 days out from this critical midterm election. They're going to launch this early. They're going to use a mass shooting or a terror attack to claim, oh, Gab or oh, Parler or Rumble.
Telegram.
Yeah, Telegram, InfoWars. I mean, they're already pre-programming. You can see it. They're about to silence us ahead of their real takeover.
Right. And you and I talked about this yesterday. A lot of people look at the Jan 6th committee and say this is a clown show. But look at it this way. If I'm predictively programming the audience, you know, and haven't we noticed these weird, you know, oh, there's a pickup truck in D.C. Let's shut down the whole city. Oh, there's this, there's this, that, this, there's this. What if they're planning a tragedy in February or March that justifies and backdates the Jan 6 committee? Folks, they know something we don't know. So we got to pray against this. We have to share information that seems prophetic in nature so that other people know who they can trust. You got to stock up on supplies. I hate to say that. I hate all of this. And we've got to be willing to cast votes in this 2022 election, because what they want is a tragedy. Then they want to censor speech. Then they want to censor electioneering activity that's perfectly legal and peaceful. And then they want universal mail-in ballots in 2022 and drop-off boxes in 50 states where we can't audit the election. There's no chain of custody. It's not legal. And we have a constitutional crisis where the right doesn't believe it and the left is okay with cheating. And folks, you know, we're watching a total collapse. Their own base is turning against them. They've made an apartheid state in New York against black people, in Chicago against black people, against poor people. So you're watching.
And by the way, I want to commend black Americans for being the most uninjected group, because it doesn't protect you and it's poisonous on record. That's some smart folks right there.
Like Christians, they know that we've been targeted by global powers and government powers before. And so it's like, hell no. Why would I want
to be gin? Why does the left always claim they love brown people and black people, but they always try to kill them? I don't get it. Like, I don't want to kill people that are brown.
Oh, it's a simple math, Alex. It's the white soccer mom. The catering to the black vote has nothing to do with the black vote and everything they're doing with white liberal women. I told somebody this on the phone 2 weeks ago because they were like, Ollie, I don't think that we need to do all this. I said, no, you don't understand. This is about the white woman, the moderate in Fulton County, Orange County. This is how you flip moderate Republican seats to the Democrat, okay? So this has nothing to do with black people. And a lot of my Republican colleagues don't even get this, but there are more whites in the black vote than there are blacks in the black vote. And so, you know, I've done comprehensive studies on this before, but people need to realize, like, CNN talking about racism affects more white women and even more white moderate Republican women than it does black people. Black people don't put racism even in their top
three. Yeah, what you're saying is they guilt white women into being saviors. They're not actually helping black people. They're signing on to the globalist agenda.
Yeah, the same Karens that call the police anytime a black person enters their neighborhood, ironically, goes to the ballot box, and on state elections, they'll vote Republican, and on federal elections, they'll vote Democrat.
All right, Ollie, I want to bring up what we talked about briefly yesterday. When Liz Cheney actually did the permits for a group that actually invaded the Capitol on a previous date. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Then Mike Adams is going to be joining us with, again, massive news coming up. We'll cover this with Ollie Alexander here in just a few minutes. Please don't forget, thank you for your support. We got great products you need, like Vitamineral Fusion and DNA Force and Ultimate Turmeric Formula Body Ease that are so good for your body, your immune system, and for your joints and for anti-inflammatory at InfoWarsStore.com. Even though Christmas is almost here, we still got store-wide free shipping. We've still got double Patriot points. We've still got a bunch of big specials up to 60% off. They will have to end on Sunday after Christmas. So if you want some of these great products and to support the InfoWar, do your shopping now at InfoWarsStore.com, up to 60% off. And you see Elon Musk talking about wokeism being the ultimate mind virus, and how do you get rid of it? Well, that's Reset Wars, 25% off until Christmas Day, through Christmas Day. 25% off Reset Wars. I want to thank you all for your support. Without you, we'll be shut down. With your help, we're going to win together. Stay with us.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.